Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Harvest Market coming up later this afternoon. That's today, Monday, November 23rd, from 3:30 to 7:30 at the Cass County Community Center. We were kind of joking last week that if you've enjoyed the Produce in the Park events, that's kind of the regular season. This is kind of the playoffs now. This would be like the bowl game for the whole thing. And we're going to talk about it now with Emily Kringle, who is one of those who have helped to put so much effort into getting this all planned. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thanks, Jim. And you are exactly right. That's a perfect description. Produce in the Park was a huge success, and this is kind of the finals of the season. It's a Harvest Market. It's our second event, and it's today from 3:30 to 7:30.
How'd you ever tie this in when you came up with this idea last year? It was the first one. This will be the second one. How did you ever get the idea that, say, for example, regular kind of a farmer's market type outdoor atmosphere in the summer would actually work so late indoors in the fall?
I don't exactly remember, but some of the committee that was working on Produce in the Park had talked with other towns that had done an indoor fall market. And then we talked to our vendors to see if they would be interested. We also had a special small grant that really helped kick that off. And we had a person that could really devote herself to that. But this year, we went from that, and we have a lot of volunteers that have really worked together to make this quite a festive event to get ready for Thanksgiving.
It was pretty successful last year, the first time around, wasn't it?
It was. When people come in and complain there's not a parking place, we think that's a good thing.
It's a harvest market. It's meant to be stuff that's locally produced, healthy, good for you. So if you have to walk a little further, that's just exercise.
That's just part of it. Yes, yes. And we do exactly what you said. We will have local produce. Mm-hmm. Of course, those fall things like squash, pumpkins, sweet potatoes, that sort of thing. Probably some fresh greens also. Possibly beets, possibly turnips, local crafts. We are picky. It has to be pretty much locally raised, locally made, and it helps those people financially. It makes it a good family event because we will have food tastings, we will have recipes, children's activities. You can buy things for Thanksgiving. For Thursday, and you can do some Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. Yeah, just so folks understand, this is not meant to be a flea market.
No. And in fact, you can't bring in some crafts from somebody else. You have to have made it. And it's a variety of different things. We will have scarves and winter hats, little Christmas ideas, jams and jellies, popcorn, all kinds of things.
It's tough sometimes to get a lot of fresh things this time of the year in this part of the country. And, you know, as a registered dietitian, you know how this works. Our eating habits get pretty sloppy in the wintertime because of the nature of living in the cold part of the Midwest. We tend to eat heavier and don't exercise as much as we should. And we eat what's convenient, not necessarily what's right for us. So if we can pick up a few things here and there,
yes,
it's a good thing.
I think, Jim, you're exactly right. When it's dark at 5:30 and we make those heavier, warmer things, kind of comfort foods, it's easy to be more sedentary and eat more heavier things. But I do believe there'll be fresh greens and some new recipes. The hospital will be featuring a Three Sisters soup, which is kind of a fun twist on a soup. So I think it will be a great, fun event. I think last year we had 300 people or so. So we're planning on that many or more. So we hope it's a fun, exciting event for all ages, all the vendors. Hope they find it successful. I think right now, Jim, we have 25 vendors bringing things to sell.
That's a good group of folks.
Yes.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. Yeah. The Monday today before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we're having also educational booths, the Y, the Extension, the hospital, some other events also, kind of tagging on to that produce idea.
You touched on something, and I certainly don't want to gloss over this. It's always important when I hear people talk about actually prepared foods, but you talked about tasting, and I've heard word about guest chefs and a recipe contest and some different things going on. It sounds like it's going to be a bit interactive.
Yes. One of our vendors, at least, is providing some produce for one of our chefs to make some items that would be made from those local things. Hmm. So I'll just keep that out there as a little surprise for what that's all going to be about. But we will have several tastings of chef items, and we're also encouraging our vendors to let people taste their things. And maybe if they've made something with their produce, it will help, oh, I could make that and buy these things to make it.
Isn't that, I'm getting into your professional realm now, but isn't that what makes it sometimes difficult? We don't, some of it's our time. We just don't have as much time, it seems like, as we need to in the day to do the things we want to do. But sometimes it's just the fact that we just really don't know how to prepare certain things, and we're afraid to try.
You are so right, Jim. And I think we watch these chef shows where these people seem to make it look so easy. And then we do it, and we don't have that helper that cleaned up and cut all the stuff for us. But we hopefully have some very simple things to share with people. And I think a lot of it relies on a little planning ahead and thinking ahead until waiting till 5:30 at night and say, what are we going to have for supper?
Mm-hmm. Well, you see so many varieties of squash, for example, in local markets and stores and things. And some people think, oh, what a wonderful comfort food that is, too, you know, to be able to do something. And then there are other people who, they have no idea how to even prepare it, so they stay away from it and don't even think about it as a food.
Well, yes, we will have butternut, acorn squash, maybe several other kinds. There might still be some spaghetti squash around, which is a completely different product, but a fun thing to do, especially with kids. So there might be all of those things there for people to sample.
What's your favorite part of the harvest market?
I like just the atmosphere. It's almost a carnival atmosphere. I love that. I love to have something here, local in Atlantic, for people to come to. It bothers me when people say there's nothing to do in Atlantic. Well, there's something to do today from 3:30 to 7:30. So you can come to Harvest Market, maybe buy something to go with your supper tonight or to save for Thanksgiving dinner.
Another nice thing, too, I know you got some feedback last year when it's the very first event. You always want to get a little feedback and see how you're doing, good and bad, to try to find some ways you can make it even better. And I know you guys took that feedback and actually did make some changes this year, like, for example, the time.
Yes, we bumped the time up. We were struggling getting set up, and people were arriving to attend. And what we learned is a lot of families came right when school got out. Mm. So that's one of the main reasons we bumped it up, because we wanted to get those families with the school kids. Another thing, of course, we forgot when we were planning this, it was summertime. And we forgot that that it gets dark early. And so the last hour we weren't as busy, so we bumped it up. And we really do what our vendors kind of tell us. So, you know, they're the ones that said, yeah, do it 4 hours, and we want to do it this way. Mm-hmm. So we listened to them, but that was the main thing we did, was bump the time up.
What's neat, too, that you hear about parents bringing the kids in, too. If you can get them started on a healthier lifestyle, make them understand the importance of locally grown products, locally produced things, you know, you're planting the seed early.
One thing I saw this summer at Produce in the Park, which was so heartwarming, was people with young kids, and they would have them pick out something or several things that they could go home and cook or make or eat raw, and that was fun, and hopefully that will carry over to this harvest market.
Well, I can tell you, even as a little boy, I'm sure my mom would love to have had a girl somewhere along the line. All she had was four boys. But even as a little boy, some of the best memories were, you know, making cookies during the holidays, doing things together with mom and dad, you know, like that. And if you can do those kinds of things when you're young, you just never know what kind of a memory it's going to leave.
I think you are so right that some people, you touched on this before, that people say they don't have time to do things. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it takes time to go get a fast food. And maybe if you're prepared and you can prepare something with your children in the kitchen, it's a double good thing.
Absolutely. Teaching a lesson for the future, too, that way. Excellent. 3:30 to 7:30 this afternoon at the Cass County Community Center, the second annual Holiday Harvest Market. We'd love to have another big crowd.
We would. And we've gotten people from all over the county, which is great.
Emily Kringle, again, thanks for coming in, and thanks for all the work that you and the other volunteers do to help make this a nice event.
It's been at least 10 volunteers. Great time.